During this edition of the Hick Chick Chat, I'm Leah Guffey. We're going to talk with John McGuire of Simplified Technology Services out of Montpelier, Ohio. We got to visit after he was the keynote speaker during the lunch part of the day. He talks all about data and how it's key to running your precision operation. Ag Leader Technology is doing their Technology Meets Dirt Road Tour throughout Illinois. And John McGuire with, John, I'm going to let you tell me what your company is all about, because that makes it a little bit easier.
Yep. Simplified Technology Services is the name of my company. And we're essentially a technology consulting firm that helps farmers determine the right path for them when it comes to precision information, precision hardware, precision data, precision analysis.
What's one of the things that you're trying to get across to the customer and the farmer in general as they're taking a look at new technology is ever evolving? You know, we talked that you've been doing this for 20 years. Who knew technology for precision agriculture had been around that long?
That's for sure. It doesn't take very long to realize that there's not very many people out there that have been doing it quite as long as I have. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not quite sure. But overall, what we try to help our clients think through is the process that they use to make precision profitable on their farms, and whether that's a hardware selection or whether that's using data to make the right decisions in terms of making them more money. And that's really what it boils down to, is being able to help a potential client or a client determine the right path for their operation. And in a lot of cases, that's an individual decision, because everybody seems to be at their own level when it comes to technology.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, data has been the main point hammered out today, as well as, you know, it's not just putting the seed in the ground and growing it anymore. We've got to kind of take a look at things. What's super important on the front end of that?
Well, in the presentation, I talked about two separate steps when it comes to data. And I think a majority of the industry is thinking that they're ready to take off and run with step number two, when really step number one is using data to get your agronomics in order. In other words, it's being able to come back and say, there's certain fields that need tile, there's certain fields that compaction is the issue, there's certain fields that fertility or lime may be the issue, and zones within those fields. And so it's my job to be able to help people determine first what are their biggest pitfalls when it comes to agronomics. And then the second step, and this is probably where most of the industry feels that they're ready to take off from, and it's that taking that information and making variable rate prescriptions, and it's a one size fits all type prescription. And in a lot of cases, it makes more sense to start at step number one, get your agronomic house in order, and then come and be able to come back and make a better, more predictable decision on variable rate.
Well, then after that, how important is it to manage that front-end data before you can take a look at the back-end? Because if you don't have the front going, then the back doesn't work as well.
Yeah, and that boils down, I think you're referring to quality. The group that we just spoke to, we talk about an inverted pyramid. And the whole precision industry is standing on the shoulders of the farmer. The farmer is the point of that pyramid, and he or she's got to do a good job of collecting information in the field, whether that's calibration, whether that's documenting the information that's needed, and be able to provide a quality, accurate information to a guy like me before we can ever even start at step number one. So
Well, it's really kind of interesting. Now, you had three big points that you wanted everybody to kind of walk away with at the very end. Let's talk a little bit about each one of those.
Okay. So those three points were, first, collect accurate information and protect it. And then the second was be able to use that information to determine what your agronomic limiting factors are and fix those things that are within your control. And ultimately, you want to get it to the point where each of your fields are showing repeatable patterns in yield data or whatever it is that you have in terms of, that could be an aerial image, but that repeatability so that you've got some predictability. And that takes, again, managing your agronomy. And then the third step was being able to come back and use data to make more profitable decisions. And that comes back to, I need two things to make an accurate, profitable variable rate application. And the first is, where do I apply? And the second is, how much or how much do I apply?
And talking a little bit about, you know, one of the things that you mentioned and you compared it to, and this was, I thought was a great analysis, buying a new vehicle with something that has OnStar in it. And they collected that information all the time and report back to you. Tell me how that relates to the field work that we're trying to use nowadays.
Yep. Well, I guess I put together a few slides based on my OnStar experience. And the first point is that really, I never saw anybody come to my vehicle with an air gauge and test how much air was in my tires, or I never saw somebody come to my vehicle and pull my dipstick and see what my oil level was. But I somehow on the email I know that information. So obviously that's being collected by sensors off my vehicle, transmitted to a computer remotely somewhere, and then that information is being processed into an email and sent back to me. And I guess I made the point that when I bought the vehicle, I didn't really remember signing any papers that gave anybody necessarily permission to do that. But somehow that information was done. And I'm sure in one of the papers somewhere along the line, I signed something that gave OnStar the permission to do that. So that's really what I was referring to, is that we need, as an industry, we need to understand what information can possibly be collected remotely and what can be done with that information.
Well, there's a lot of information out there. I think sometimes we're just scratching the surface and there's so much more to come. But I think that people were pretty receptive to some of the things that you had to say. They were most concerned a little bit about how can you be sure?
Yeah. So the question that was raised there was in I showed a hybrid variety plot. And the question was, how do you know that the information that you are analyzing out of that is correct? And the short answer is that when you make a decision off of one plot, 1 year, you don't know. But the being able to aggregate that data together, use consistent protocols from, say, even within a farming operation or from farm operation to farm operation, and being able to collect that information, and then analyzing it, make sure it's accurate, analyze it to the best of your ability, and then come back. And I guess I made the point that people are going to make a hybrid selection. And I guess the question I asked to the crowd was, would you prefer to have the information when you're making that hybrid selection or not have it? And it's just one more piece of the puzzle. Obviously, you're not going to go against what your seed man is telling you should do, but you should be able to raise the question to say, here's the plots I did in the past. Does it agree or disagree? And if it disagrees, why does it disagree?
So at the end of the day, the human brain is not ever going to not be involved in these conversations, and the heart and what you've always done sometimes is always going to be a part of the answer.
Well, you never say never. So it's really hard if you look at technology in general, where we've come in the 20 years that I've been involved, it's astounding, really. And so you don't really put any limitations on it, because we're making things smaller and faster and bigger and capable to store more all the time. And so I think that there is, at some point in the future, there's going to be some remote decisions made. But I think right now we're at the point where those remote decisions that are being made, there's a lot of assumptions that have gone into those remote decisions, and I think we need to be judicious about which ones we follow.
All right, John, anything I've missed?
No, I think you must have paid attention while I was talking. So
maybe a little bit.
There we go. So I appreciate it.
All right, he's John McGuire, and I'm Leah Guffey reporting. That's this Hick Chick Chat. Don't forget to join in on Twitter at The Hick Chick, and also the conversation on Facebook. Thanks so much, and have a great rest of the week.